This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey everyone, get tickets to see Hollywood Handbook live and live streamed in Los Angeles at the Dynasty Typewriter Wednesday, April 24th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time. You can go to dynastytypewriter.com, or if you're listening to the latest episode, the ticket link is in the description. Enjoy.
So I will be going Doubtfire mode this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Basically the whole deal, except for dressing like an older woman.
Dress like a young woman?
I'm going to dress like myself. It's not like women a clothing are normal. Thing. I'm going to dress...
I think dressing like a woman is normal.
I'm going to dress like me, which is not like a like anything. It's just like... It's just Hazeman. Yeah. Hazeman clothes.
Great. I hope you do. And can I say... I like the way you dress. I think it's normal, too.
I will be... Here's what I will be doing. Getting divorced.
Yes.
Getting a TV show.
So
unclear sort of what kind of show. Like, where are they showing this?
Mm-hmm.
Is it public access? It's about to be syndicated, mm-hmm. maybe at some point.
Yeah.
It's in San Francisco.
It feels deep cable.
Yes.
It feels deep.
There's
deep
one
cable
camera.
Yeah.
Angle, and it's just Mrs. Doubtfire and a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a big deal. And for me it would be huge.
Well, but I always thought that was such a powerful message.
Yes.
That like, even if you are in the trenches, in the Mariana Trench, mm-hmm. of the cable, you know, numbers, mm-hmm. and doing a show that's just you and a puppet with,
yes.
one camera angle, mm-hmm. it's still a big deal. Like, it's still important. Like, the art that we create, and this is, I'm on a silly podcast,
yes.
right now. You know what I mean? Our guest is Reka. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
One could look at this and go like, wait, that's a big deal? Yeah. Yeah. This is actually my entire life.
For me, it's huge. And as soon as I get that show, that camera, watch this.
This camera, kick like this.
Both of those cameras, kick them into smithereens. Mm-hmm. As soon as I get that show,
and as soon
I will
as
be
you
destroying
do that,
every piece of equipment in this room.
As soon as you do that, this is me.
You put them back. You need them.
So.
And I'll be lying that I made the food. That's the third thing I'll be doing. I'll be lying a lot. But especially that I made the food.
Mm-hmm.
Reka.
Hello.
You're listening to Hollywood Handbook. This is episode 499. It's the one that gets us to the important one. You've written for some comedy shows?
Sure.
You've performed comedy yourself.
Yeah.
What is it about Life of Me Funny?
And say that one more time.
What is it, yeah. about to laugh and to be so
to
funny?
Laugh and to be
I look myself in the mirror every day. I say,
me too.
Yeah. And that's it. Period.
Yes.
End of sentence.
Yeah. Yes.
End of sentence.
I look in the mirror every day and I go, you gotta laugh. Mm-hmm. I got, yeah. two choices, laugh and cry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
that's what I do when I see myself.
Mm-hmm.
Partly because the toothpaste is
nasty.
Disgusting.
So nasty. It goes down really rough.
They haven't,
yes.
figured it out yet.
No. Yeah.
They still don't have it. And I think we gave up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. it feels like a lot of toothpaste is just the same as it was when I was a kid. And, mm-hmm. it sucked then, and it fucking sucks now.
We stopped at one texture. I can't even, like, drink it or,
yes.
anything.
Why, no. Yeah, why isn't it, like, even peanut butter has two
cream
textures?
Soda.
Even peanut butter, yeah, chunky.
Oh,
why isn't it chunky cream soda?
Chunky peanut butter
cream
texture,
soda with ice.
Peanut butter texture, cream soda with ice flavor.
Cream soda with ice flavor.
As a toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is all tracking to me.
And, mm-hmm. so it's like peanut. You put the peanuts in it, but those are just meant to replicate the ice experience. So flavorless peanuts, uh-huh. is what we're putting,
mm-hmm.
in.
Well, ideally, I don't know exactly how to do this. I'm not a toothpaste guy, right. You know, though and I aspire to become one. That is so nice. Yeah. I really, I actually do think I could.
Yeah.
But ideally, you know, the peanut, flavorless peanut, is filled with a cold juice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that as you brush, it explodes.
Yeah.
And the cold juice, cream juice, I guess,
mm-hmm.
You know, dribbles down your chin and creates this sort of wonderful, foamy, delightful scent and taste for your whole face to enjoy.
I think that's nice.
And that's what the peanut, in its natural form,
mm-hmm.
it used to produce this very cold juice when you would bite down on it. And mm-hmm. But this is before GMOs.
GMO, no, don't you do that to my peanuts. I want the real thing,
mm-hmm.
but they made them so hard and they made them so crunchy. And that is not how he or she upstairs intended the peanut to be enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Most people weren't even allergic to them before. It's when it became this new kind of hard thing.
It's so hard.
They're killing everyone.
They killed everyone.
Mm-hmm. They're killing everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Monsanto.
Credits, the show with our friend Carl.
Boom. Yes, that's Grand Crew.
He did our show first.
Okay.
He had our show multiple times before he ever even agreed to do your show.
Yeah. It's interesting because that's actually, I might have to report that back because he was not supposed to have done stuff before doing Grand Crew, which is kind of not good.
And he's in trouble.
He might be in trubs.
Yeah. He wasn't supposed to do any stuff.
He wasn't supposed to do any stuff before Grand Crew.
He was supposed kinda, to do sleep underground like a cicada.
He can do that. They don't really want
to crawl up out of the ground, leave his outer shell stuck to a tree. You think it's a bug, you pull it off. Nope, just a shell. And then be noisy with his friends.
Well, the noisy with his friends is what we would film.
That's what the show is.
Noisy with the friends is the show. Yeah.
That's noisy with the friends. Mm-hmm. So he can do whatever he wants before that in terms of how he sleeps underground or whatever. I don't want to dictate that. But contractually, he was just like not supposed to be doing stuff before. Mm-hmm. So
you drink a lot of wine on that show?
Drinking a lot of wine.
Drinking wine. You know,
we're drinking wine. Yeah, big time tastings, morning tasting, afternoon tasting, evening tasting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the most delicious wine?
I would say a thick red.
Thick. A nice thick red.
Yeah.
And back to texture again.
Right.
Because we do innovate with wine. We still do. Right? I've seen some very sludgy wines.
Oh, yeah. You can get a nice little soup kind of texture there.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like a bisque.
Wine soup dumpling.
And you do this show with Lou as well.
Lou Wilson.
Yeah.
Dimension 20, like the Dungeons & Dragons
Demented
show.
Demented 20 is basically more like it, or however many of you. There's like a million 20. Of you guys.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Lou came on this show.
Yeah.
And he helped us figure out who our guys were going
to
be.
Can I say this first? Just before we get into the business of it. Nice guy. Great guy. Right. I'm a fan. Funny guy. Seen him do some good stuff. Love to watch him. When Lou pops up, I'm happy. Saw him at the picket line with the megaphone.
Oh, yeah.
He's calling out.
He's the megaphone?
The other guy's pitching chants to him. He's going, nah. He's waving him off like the pitcher, like shaking his head at the catcher going, not that chant.
Yeah.
We're not doing that one.
Yeah.
We need someone like that. Someone with taste. Yeah.
Can you imagine how noisy all the friends could be if they all had a megaphone on Grand Crew?
They won't let them because it'll be too noisy.
Too noisy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Most
That's people don't have this. Who's cracking down on that? The big wigs?
That would be the big wigs. The guys were actually kind of protesting. They do have one good idea, which is keep people a little less noisy.
Because we have an obligation to keep people safe at home.
Totally.
And not get too scared.
Totally.
Speaking of the studios, they're in big trouble now.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. My baby got very scared by the MGM lion this morning.
Wow.
You didn't want to do that. You didn't want to do that. Now he's activated.
Right.
That's
before
big
you
problems
weren't.
For them. All this other shit I don't really give a fuck about.
Yeah.
Like, it's I'm good.
Right,
let's
put
it this way.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about this stuff.
This is my life.
I'm good
Hayes
either
is
way.
About to get a TV show, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes, that's so. Right. Like, I'll be fine.
Totally.
But everyone can like do whatever they want. I truly do not give a fuck.
Totally.
Until you roar
at the baby
at my child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it one person in particular that roared?
Wow. So
is that touchy? Sorry.
No, I'm just like
I'm really trying.
Like I wanna answer, but I don't want you.
Okay, let me go back. So
it's like if I answer in a way where you understand what you asked.
Okay. Okay.
It's going to be, I think, very embarrassing for you.
For me. Okay.
Well, so
yeah.
That I'd say no.
Oh, wait,
it wasn't
wait,
one
wait,
person.
Wait.
It
no,
was one
I understand.
Lion.
Okay. I understand what she thinks happened. When I said the MGM lion, she thinks I was talking about MGM, the studio, parentheses, lion.
Yeah.
Because this
is
how, like, you know, this is the propaganda campaign that's happening now within the guild.
Yeah.
That, like, but these guys are all lying all the time.
That they're lying.
Which is like,
yeah.
Again, I'm good either way.
Yeah. Right. They could be lying. They could be telling the truth.
Yes. Right. I definitely.
You know, they're lying to somebody, but it's like, who's not?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Most of us are
I'm
lying to ourselves.
I'm Doubtfire this summer. I'm good either way. The bus driver is falling in love with me.
If you think Hayes gives a fuck what happens to you, you're lying to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're MGM lying to yourself.
Yeah, you're MGM lying to yourself. Mm-hmm. I don't do that. I know that he's going to get his.
Right.
And I do have to make sure that I feed myself, which is why I would pick up the cameras. I would dust them off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell Casey I have nothing to do with that.
But I was watching.
Casey, do you want to do something together?
I was watching vintage film with my baby and the lion.
Yeah.
Screamed at the baby. The lion was smoking.
Bad influence.
These old movies.
Depending on your opinion on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Baby's
the lion pulls a cigarette out of his mouth with his paw to give the roar. Like it was like, I guess it was like a cool lion, you know,
right.
Sort of a precursor to Joe Camel.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Just like one of these mascots that at the time of your mascot, you wanted him to appeal to children.
Mm-hmm.
You had them smoking.
Yeah.
Because like that's what. And I still think that's what kids want to see.
Yes.
You know, we don't show it anymore, which is.
Which is tough because representation matters, though. So it's important.
Yeah,
so it's tough. Yeah,
that's a good point. Let me walk this back. I think they should show smoking animals.
Just
like
one.
Let's pick one.
Yeah,
you know
is it
mean?
One in particular? Yeah.
That's what.
Let's
that's
get
my
together.
Representation position. Everyone gets one.
Yes.
Yeah.
You
pick your representative
of everything
and
choose your fighter.
And that's kind of my thing that I don't really give a shit about.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, take it or leave it. Like, pick your one. I don't care who.
Yeah.
He is.
Yes.
Just pick it and move on.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Or whatever.
Pick
or whatever.
It. And then if they fucking, you know, blow up or something,
like,
then like
whatever.
We'll have another meeting. Like, pick an alternate, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Pick one and pick an alternate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
did you do on that show?
On Grand Crew?
No, we were talking about the different. The different
Lou.
Oh, Demented 20.
About, Demented 20. Yeah, Demented 20.
Like, yeah.
The Demonic 20.
Yeah. So I was really slated to be like a cast member that gets to like, you know, create a character and stuff.
You were slated?
I was slated to do that. Mm-hmm. But I ended up picking up a great deal of dice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
People are flinging dice everywhere. You know, kind of angry, trying to get 20, you know.
My goodness.
Whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're going crazy, and the dice are going this way, that way.
They do go so crazy.
They go so crazy.
I don't get why you want that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, but I got to keep a job, so I ended up having to pick up some dice.
Just get a piece of paper.
Yes.
A piece of paper, and write a number down. Yeah.
Write it down.
Calculator.
Yeah. Yeah. Statistically, you might end up getting the same results if you roll a dice and if you just write down a number.
Yeah.
You know, probability stuff. You guys.
Okay, so they made you do that with peer pressure.
With peer pressure, yeah. They they kind of talked me out of getting a nicer job and into a worse job.
Okay.
They said it would look kind of like dignified and it would be nice if I like kind of, it would sort of like honor victims and stuff if I had like
they
an empty chair. Yeah, if I had like an empty chair instead of my chair
honoring
at the
victims.
Table.
And in fact, you were dishonoring victims.
Well, it turned out after I saw Twitter, it turned out that's what I was doing. But wow.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know at the time, you know, hindsight 2020.
Yeah. I talked, the victims were really pissed.
I don't give a fuck about fucking victims.
Is that your line?
It's just like, sure.
Right.
You know, like, sure, victims. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
You were chosen to be the one representative of your thing, and then your alternate murdered you, and now they're the representative, so you're like a victim. But it's like, but you got to be the whatever, you know?
And I don't like perpetrators.
Totally.
Let me just like say, like, it's all neutral.
Right. You know? It's neutral.
It's all, we're all people, you know? And I'm not like, oh, I love perpetrators.
Yeah, you know? This is my thing of like, why are we like ranking people?
Yes.
It's like victims are up here and like perpetrators are down here. It's like they're all over there as far as I'm concerned. Yes. I'm in this lane.
Right.
I'm going forward.
They're beyond the median.
I'm just driving by everybody.
Yes. Right.
On a bus that can't go under 50 miles per hour. It'll explode.
Right.
You seen Speed, man?
You know, no. But I did know that about that. The famous bus, if we're talking about buses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like how I sort of, it's a cool way to think about your life.
Yeah.
You're on the bus from Speed, you know?
Yeah. If you stop, you'll explode.
Yeah. So then it's like, there's a victim there. There's a perpetrator there. There's this, you know, there's a picket line over here. There's like, you know, whatever. And you just go like, sorry, man. Can't explode.
Totally.
Yeah. But Luke came and he did give us our guys. He gave us our characters. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand the sort of complex relationship you had with the show.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know the show, but,
I don't know how to do it.
No.
How to do Dungeons and Dragons.
I don't know how to look at it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that stuff I wish I could share with you. I was kind of flitting around the whole time, trying to scoop up dice with any body part I
could. You're catching the dice.
Catching
so them. You were slated for one thing.
Right.
And then what I'm hearing is that they changed the slate.
Yeah.
And you then became a dice wrangler.
Yes. Yes.
Did they have the onset? Like person that talk about how to handle live dice.
Yes, you do have to like if you had an animal on set or something,
right.
Because
yeah,
dice have points
firearm,
and stuff, and they're really distracting. You might get stuck in a corner reading all the numbers or something. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to get distracted doing stuff like that.
Yeah,
they can be shiny. You don't want to, and you know, you don't want to be like stacking them in little.
Well, they won't be shiny,
right?
Excuse me?
If your safety coordinator is doing their job, they won't be shiny. And that's
all right.
You know,
I didn't mean to come at you. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, they shouldn't be shy. They should be matte.
Mm-hmm.
Should be dull.
Matt Dice.
Yeah.
Used to dance under that name.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
But the safety coordinator was like, so what you're not going to want to do.
Yes. And then proceeded to show us all the fun things
is
that kind of.
The dice.
Yeah. And I was like that looks
this.
Fun. Mm-hmm. It's like when they come to your school assembly
looks
and be
delicious.
Like, this is how you internet, this is how you can get internet preyed on. You're like, well, you're kind of giving us the instructions.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right. And how do you know someone?
Yeah. And then you find out that guy was a freak or a creep or something.
Oh, my goodness.
He was.
When I find out someone's a freak.
Yeah.
He was a freak.
After extensive investigation, that guy was absolutely a freak.
I knew it.
Yes, you should not speak at school assemblies. That is a weird behavior.
No.
Yeah.
They find out that guy is a freak.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wish I said something at the time.
You
I'm
didn't know.
Thinking, this guy's a freak.
He did know. This is what he said. He did know.
I knew it. I didn't say anything. Because I was shy.
Right.
So I think you can't help us.
Who were some of the guys that we had on that?
Who was our, when Lou made
this
our
is
guys,
Kevin,
what was our guys?
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here.
Yeah.
Hayes's was a stripped down virgin named Genghis Khan. Mm. Khan as in the film festival. And Sean's guy had skills, so he was Marshall Mathers.
That was what my guy ended up being?
Mm-hmm.
A nude virgin?
A stripped down virgin.
Okay. Wow.
Well,
Genghis Khan.
I don't even remember that. And then Marshall Mathers skill, because I have like martial arts skills. Is that
Lou
right?
said, well, you have to have skills. And then you said,
a fighter.
Well, if I have skills, I'm Marshall Mathers.
Yeah. Well, oh, right. Because he has skills on the mic.
Exactly.
Oh, a sort of a one to one there, A to B.
Yeah. Well, what I'll say is, you see what we came up with, and this was a whole episode we right. did with Lou talking about this. Yeah. And so I have built him up. I have celebrated him.
Yeah.
I've said we need him on that line.
Nice guy, funny
waving
guy.
Off chants yeah. That don't pass muster.
Mm-hmm.
When he did appear on this show, I don't know what was happening for him. It was weak sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I have okay. never said that on this show. Mm-hmm. I okay. do not use that
the only
term.
Time
lightly.
It's ever happened.
I yeah. hate saying that mm-hmm. about anyone.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It was weak sauce.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we need new guys.
Every other
he can't be a new virgin.
Mighty sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
very
yeah.
complimentary of the
yeah.
sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they're medium sauce,
mm-hmm.
there's always something, some little zesty peppercorn in the sauce
yeah.
or something
one
that you can point to that you
yeah.
just go like, okay,
more texture,
this made
texture.
It worth waiting through.
Mm-hmm.
A truly weak sauce
yeah.
is very rare indeed. And I hope I never see it again. Don't get nervous. Oh my God, am I now being weak sauce? Right? Gaffigan in your head?
Always.
Weak sauce? Hey, they just said I could be weak sauce. Don't do it. Don't
yeah.
get nervous, because I honestly think this show so far has been medium sauce.
That's really cool. Yeah, I try not to like weak sauce get into my head, because when you're in Hollywood, you just can't. You have to almost have like a deluded faith.
It's mm-hmm. it's crazy. Yeah, you have to have this unearned confidence.
Yeah.
It's fake it till you make it and yeah. then keep faking it.
Okay.
What do you do after you make it? You make it again. Keep me, you know, because it's you never do anything. Nothing happens. You never do anything.
Absolutely.
So never your, really do anything.
Who were your guys on there?
Who are my guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're doing it, so you're wrangling dice.
Yeah.
But you must have had some guys.
Yeah, like, and when you say guys, are you sort of referring
your
to
little
like,
guys running around.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
My understanding of the game is the guys are running away from the dice.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And you paint them.
Yes. So the little guys, I didn't get a little guy.
Let's
because,
welcome to Marwin Call.
Well, if I had gotten a little guy, I would have been a gorgeous, like, sort of purple barbarian, just, like, absolutely stunning, and her twin sister.
Just
sort
serving.
Of undisclosed
yes,
appearance.
Yes, barbarians can be.
Beautiful.
Beautiful women.
Let's go. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
That is representation.
Read that again.
Hot babes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I didn't get those because... they kept my seat empty. I was kind of just picking up
to honor victims.
I was scooping up little dust bunnies
so
and stuff because sometimes they look like
the
dice if they're
bunnies.
Very dense. Yeah.
Oh no!
Wow, it's so dusty in there.
It's really dusty in there.
That the dust bunnies could look
as dense,
thick and matte as dice.
Yeah, you don't know till you roll.
Dense enough to disrupt the dice.
Yeah.
Wow. No, they look like them.
They look like
you
dice.
Think it's a dice.
You,
yeah,
I
you don't know till you roll
think
it.
Think it is one. It
you're rolling
them.
It.
Yeah.
You go, how many times does this happen? Uh-oh. And then poof.
Because she's going around trying to scoop them up. She's just trying to
I'm trying
get
to do
in
my job.
Somewhere. Yeah, she's trying to do her damn job.
You don't eat them.
And I learned that the hard way. You don't.
Okay.
You don't eat them.
You don't eat them. Because the safety ringer told us not to, but demonstrated it, and it looks so
that
beautiful.
Was the hard way? The safety.
No, no. The hard way was I went shh, and then I tried to pop one.
You said mm-hmm. shh, and then you tried to eat a dice and you winked.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it's
you tried to just pop
central.
It in there, but
I
you missed. It went mm-hmm. shot up.
Cough.
And then I created more work for myself. Yeah.
That is more work. Oh. You already got a job to do.
I know.
They won't even let you do that.
I know.
So they didn't give you any guys.
I didn't get any guys. If I would it that it were that I got guys. So I can't speak to Lou's experience or whatever because
wow.
I didn't get to do all of that. Yeah.
Jesus.
What about a spell?
Yeah. No.
No spell.
Spells come for seated people.
Wow.
At the table.
So you're just there to kind of loom.
Yeah. I'm sort of like a little weird janitor.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, in a way, you're more like one of the guys. Yeah.
Maybe because
you're like this sort of rover with these like special tasks and abilities to
Roomba,
achieve.
Yeah.
Like, you're living the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like, they're sitting around just like,
kind of
imagine, you know, a big bug is stepping on you. Yeah. Now you're the bug. And it's like, okay, no.
Right. It's like in the movie industry, you see somebody who's not a chess champion write a movie chess tournament.
Yes,
like,
you don't even know
anything.
They
about
don't
that.
Know what the fuck they're talking about.
They don't even know where
chess
the guy
is fake in the movie. The,
where they, this whole movie's about Bobby Fischer, they don't know where he is.
They don't even they didn't even knock on his damn door. See, hello, do you want to be in the movie? You want to write it?
I'll go one step further. The movie's called Searching for Him. They are not searching.
No.
Not one
They are never looking. They never go through his phone records. Mm-hmm. They never ask anyone if they've seen him. Like, they're not searching. They're following around some fucking kid.
Yeah. I think that's disgusting.
Yeah.
You shouldn't cast kids to play adult men.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
And really, that really made me really mad when I watched that. Don't show me that.
Do that in your house if you want to, but
and yes,
don't show me any of that.
Well,
stuff.
Please don't. But if you're going to, like, don't film it.
That's really fucking disgusting.
Yeah,
yeah, that was awful. And and what did you say? The person who wrote it doesn't even
play chess, you know, or no chess, or like they weren't a chess champion. They're just like writing stuff like
off of
Google or something, or like books and stuff.
And this is who I'm marching for.
And this is who you.
No, it's
you know,
like
maybe stop marching so they'll stop
writing
it.
Picture,
you know?
Because it's like on the one hand, like I know Hayes doesn't give a fuck about it. I actually thought it'd be a good opportunity to network, but then it's like, who am I meeting? That guy?
Yeah. And it's why I'm the perfect person to mediate the situation and resolve it, because I truly could not give a fuck what happens.
Yeah.
And I just want to start, like, I was talking about this a little bit before the show, but I want to start us off and like, you know, just anchor this conversation in one truth, which is we all love movies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
No.
Yeah.
Can we start with that instead of what makes us different?
Yeah.
Can we talk about what makes us the same?
Movies.
We're
obsessed with different movies.
Yeah.
I'm screaming about movies.
Movies are very long stories.
So
incredible.
Oh my God. Yes. You can't watch it all at once.
Give me more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Give me a little bite.
Mm-hmm.
And let's take a break.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing is like, and I don't totally understand the economics of all of it, but it feels like, can we just make more shorter movies?
Mm-hmm.
Am I crazy?
Some movies you find out afterwards, you thought it was like a 2-hour thing and it had like 60 scenes in it. But you actually, if you like Google, you'll find out it was several short films.
They snuck more in there.
They snuck some stuff in there. Mm-hmm. Or like if the character's watching a TV show, secret movie.
Another one. You snuck another movie by me.
Okay, you got me to watch two.
Compound movie.
Yeah.
All right. Good on ya. No. Good on ya.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, the boys recap Succession, and the Flager ones welcome back Tim Baltz to mostly talk all things basketball. If you're listening to this episode today, Tuesday, May 9th, you can also catch the Flager ones live stream at 5 p.m. Pacific time on the video tier. Plus, see Hollywood Handbook live in Los Angeles May 30th at the Dynasty Typewriter. And if you can't make it to the show, you can watch the live stream up for a week on their website. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Reka at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month.
between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They finally cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
I have an idea, actually. I guess that you also can't help me with. Because we knew that we wanted you to help kind of clean up Lou's mess.
Yeah, sorry.
Dungeons and Dragons. I can clean up
literal mess.
That was your job.
That was my job. If you have a literal mess, I can clean that.
If it's dust.
If Hayes breaks the cameras after you repair them, I can break that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the dust down or dust that.
Whatever. Yeah.
Did you say break? You could break.
I said break.
Okay, I'm worried about there's only one thing that you would be doing, and I guess like. This is the fact that you said that you were going to break it.
I have to confess.
It's so you said break it for me.
Right. I have to confess. So part of why I can't really talk too much about Demented 20 is that I did get
like
sort
Demented
of.
Demented 20.
So honorably, whatever, dislodged, you know, from set.
You're honorably dislodged.
Because it's a multiple day shoot. And, you know, my first day, I'm Cracker Jack, I'm cleaning, I'm doing the great dice
bang,
stuff.
Bang, boom.
Boom, 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 yuck, yuck. Mm-hmm. And,
zip, zap, but
day,
zip, zap.
Day two.
You're saying yuck, yuck, because you're cleaning stuff up.
Yeah, ew, ew, yuck, really yuck, nasty, yeah. Yeah.
Mm, yuck, stinky, dust.
Stinky.
Ew, yucky dust, and slimy.
Exactly. And then the next day, I see everybody having fun playing the game.
They did it again tomorrow?
They did it tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
And I'm feeling kind of bad.
Yeah.
And so, like,
Reka, during that is, talk about victims. I don't give a fuck, but
I wouldn't go so far as to say that, but during like their snack breaks and stuff, you know, like, yeah, maybe I break a little piece off of a chair, maybe break a little pencil in
take
half.
Take the chair, eat the chair, like eat the pencil.
Eat the pencil, take the chair, eat the pencil.
Because for snack?
So, yes.
For a little snack. Well, I get my little snack break too, right?
And they need the pencil to, I guess, write down the
write
dice
down
number.
The, even though I write the, write down, I love myself. Yeah, God, egomaniacs. So.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I did a little breaking.
Narcissist.
Narcissist.
Right. Yeah.
You did a little breaking.
I did a little breaking, and that's why.
And that's why you were honorably dislodged.
Okay. Yes. Honorably dislodged for eating the pencil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. I think they should have given you a medal, an award for coming back the next day, tomorrow. Please. And you eat a pencil. So what?
Literally,
that's
so
honorably
what?
Dislodged.
No one else was going to eat it. And it's just lying there. You ever have like a plate of cookies and everyone's like saving one of them? They're like, oh, someone else.
Nope.
No. All these pencils are out there.
No
one's eating
them. No, I don't. I don't
eat
them. Yeah. No, I don't understand.
No one's going to eat one piece.
No one's even going to touch them. They're gorgeous and no one even's going to touch them.
I don't.
Ticonderoga. No one's going to touch them.
I can't connect to this idea.
Huh?
The example, like the fundamental idea underpinning your example,
yeah,
like I can't access it. Like,
which
I don't
part?
Know. You just went like, did you ever have a plate of cookies? And yeah. I just was like, no.
It's like, you the, don't, like, it's like no. The, you ever see Westworld?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, so that's basically like what you're trying to do.
So, okay, yeah. The fundamental example you've sort of given me, I cannot connect to.
So
the idea of
now you understand. So
now, on TV?
So now you understand.
No.
Great. Good.
So, yeah. So you don't know Westworld, and I
don't know cookies.
Don't know cookies. But it does bring me back to food, which obviously there was a Dungeons & Dragons movie recently.
Yes.
And I...
There's a Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves movie, but okay. Yeah, I guess I would call that a Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves movie.
I'll take the hit.
Spitty-fitty-dee is king.
Look, spitty-fitty-dee is crucial.
It's absolutely... crucial to be specific.
Mm-hmm. Honor Among Thieves. but the bigger letters on the sign say Dungeons and Dragons. Mm. And that's true.
Yeah.
And I see this and I think this should be a restaurant. Now, unfortunately, someone else had this idea. It is going to be a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be like a medieval time style experience restaurant.
Wow.
Doesn't bother me because I don't need the IP. I'm calling my place Dungeness and Crab Buns.
Wow.
Talk about what you think I mean.
So for me personally, what I think you mean is it will be a sort of crab restaurant.
I was afraid of that.
Okay.
That's not good.
Okay. And I'm seeing
really that's the way a lot
specifically Dungeness.
A lot of the really testing bad. Is going.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm getting that so much.
And I'm not totally seeing the interactive element with like the knights and the
that's
like
not,
teams.
No, that's what they are doing.
Okay.
That's real.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What I'm doing is soon to be real.
Soon to be real. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm seeing a big time crab themed restaurant.
Oh boy.
Now, what was your intention, if I'm allowed to ask?
Not that. Damn. I mean, I did think we could have some sort of, I thought it could have kind of a Maryland vibe.
Okay.
So that may account for some of
the crabbiness.
What you're describing. It's down home Maryland cooking theme.
Okay.
No seafood.
Right.
So, you know, that, and the, you know, Dungeness is a type of crab.
Right.
But it also sounds like Dungeons.
Right. Okay. Dungeon.
The female version of the dungeon.
Yes.
Dungeness.
The dungeon and the dungeness. Mm-hmm. And that's a girl dungeon. Yeah,
so the dungeness and the crab buns.
Yeah. Crab buns. Okay. Interesting.
Well,
yeah,
what I thought is like, you know, there's like crab chips.
Yeah.
It's just a flavor powder, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just do it with buns.
Do it with buns. Right.
That's not crabs.
Yeah. I think
just Old Bay seasoning on a bun. See ya.
I think now that you're explaining it.
Old Bay is also a name I used to it's under.
That's like B-A-E.
Yeah.
That's not, and you called yourself old.
You don't name yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They sort of it's like a sorting hat style thing when you.
But he would show take the stage in a little you. Cane and then he would sort of like do the kind of Willy Wonka.
I would kick away the cane and then fall over because I needed it.
Mm-hmm. Why did you stop dancing?
Because I had a cane.
Right.
I couldn't do any of that stuff.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, Old Bay was a good name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
I think you need a guy. You need one of these little guys because you never got one.
I never got one.
You just had to be one.
Yeah, maybe we figure out yours.
My guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you develop your guys with Lou?
I have no fucking idea. I don't know what
that guy just kind of blathers on. I'm being honest, if we could for once be honest in Hollywood and I can say a negative thing about someone, Lou, sweet, nice, cool, funny, talented.
Yes.
What is he talking about?
What is he talking about?
Literally, what is
sucks. The other What's day, going
I,
on?
I ran into him on the picket line.
Yeah.
And he was like, hi. I was like, literally, what?
He was like, hi. Was he like, hi, or was he like, hey?
Okay. He was literally like regular high, which is even more confusing. Wow, he's a regular high. And I was like, wow. It's literally like,
it's a weak sauce. It is. He holds up a megaphone.
That's what I mean.
It just sounds like hey.
Know how to use
and it feels like you could never podcast about people that you have issues with. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, no, we're down to do that. We're down to talk a little trash.
Yeah.
And you know, if he's upset by that, it's like, come on, dude.
Maybe he should be in that empty chair during my session.
Yeah, you sit in the empty chair, or I guess don't
do it.
I mean, we have thoughts.
It's for victims. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's for Clint Eastwood to yell at.
The name of your guy.
Pretty cool.
The name of your little guy is Bill Clinton.
Oh.
Okay.
It kind of sounds like a cyclops or like some sort of mech or something.
That's right. He's a mech.
Well, is that from Tong? Because he has like tongs.
Tongs. For
okay.
Yes, tongs for arms him. And legs.
Okay,
and
kind mouth. Of reading a little crab-like.
But there's no crabs at the restaurant.
Right,
because
sorry.
Sourcing them has been a massive nightmare.
Yeah, like,
it's been such a headache.
And, stuff for them.
And it's really easy for me to get lamb shanks.
Right.
Like good ones, cheap. So then it's like, okay, I'm going to jump through a billion hoops to get these crabs that are freaky as hell.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he has these primo shanks.
And I've got these juicy shanks just falling off the bone.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, they are a steal. It's like they fell off the back of a truck. Not
you
really,
can't,
but maybe.
You can't pick up the shanks.
Yeah.
No fork
Mm-mm.
will. They're so sloppy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so liquid. I mean, like, they appear solid.
Yeah.
But, like, try picking up the bone first. Okay.
Good
luck there.
Right.
Yeah.
If you touch them with any utensil, you are dealing with slime.
Okay.
I mean, it's really, they are really premium shanks.
Wow.
So anyway, not to distract from Bill Clinton, which I love.
Yeah, I think that's nice.
And is a really powerful guy.
Yeah.
Let's not work too hard to connect it to crabs because that has nothing to do with me.
Right, totally. And I keep forgetting.
Mm-hmm.
You have like kind of a crab vibe.
He just said they were freaky and like.
I said they were freaky?
He did.
I did. I said freaky that they were actually
like
freaky
spiny
as hell.
And stuff. Yeah.
Oh.
They're spiders.
But aren't
everybody.
We all going to turn into crabs? Yeah. Have you read those reports?
the report that we're going to turn into crab.
Yes, that like scientifically humans are getting closer and closer to crab as like
because of our phones.
Right.
Because we're all on our phones.
Because we're on our phone like crabs,
It's made our, because of the way we hold our phones, it's made our hands into these pincers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's given us a hard carapace.
Sit on a rock all day out in the water.
Be an old exoskeleton.
Read the interweb.
So, okay, Bill Clinton. Gag me. Bill Clinton.
He has the power of veganism. What happened? What'd you drink?
I don't know.
That sip was bad. The rest was okay.
I think so.
Maybe it turned.
I just keep feeling like I'm suddenly re-entering the room. I have to get oriented all over again. I have to catch up to whatever you two Looney Tunes are talking about. And you know, I'll find this glass of what I assumed was water and now seems to be anything but. So the guy, Bill
Clinton, he has tongs for hands. His power is veganism.
Beat you with a saxophone, something.
It's probably hard with the tongs. Okay, probably hard to play saxophone with the tongs.
Well, you can
try.
Beat you with a saxophone. You, not like beat you in a saxophone contest.
Yeah.
Like okay, then say that. Say it's not that then.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So. We'll run it back. So it's.
I also
don't
think
beat
that
you in a saxophone contest.
It's not being a saxophone. With a saxophone.
Do beat you with a saxophone
over the head.
Okay, but not in a contest.
Mm-hmm. Not in a. There is no contest. It's canceled. There is no contest.
Okay, it got canceled. Wow, well, just like the MTV Movie Awards. So I guess this was. I hope this was worth it. That's what I want to say to all the. I just hope you get what you want.
Yeah,
because what we lost was the MTV Movie Awards.
Gone. You don't get that.
It's now a pre-taped show without a host.
So that is
that's what we wanted,
forever.
I guess.
That's 2023, and we'll
Yeah, I'll wait.
We'll just not have.
But I guess that's
any
what we
memories
wanted, so
from the funny host bit.
Congratulations, everyone! I guess we're winning.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we think for 1 second before we do this stuff. Maybe we actually think for 1 second about how it affects people.
Yeah.
Just take a second and just go. Okay, is it really worth the MTV Movie Awards and TV Awards as well? I'll wait. I think it's the TV and Movie Awards now.
I think that
MTV and Movie Awards? They have
the MTV TV
and
Awards.
The Music Television TV and Movie Awards. All of the words in that are types of media, and then the word awards.
I got it covered. And then they threw
music
in awards
TV,
as well.
TV, other stuff awards.
Wow. Who's this?
As a character.
you know, I think it is.
It's Sumner Redstone.
Oh, yeah, it's Bill Clinton.
I think it's Bill Clinton.
Oh, Bill Clinton, guys.
Bill Clinton, he's running around.
He's fast or no?
He is. Yeah, he's fast. He's clanging down the street. Those tongs. Tongs for days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Put the sunglasses down. Look at those tongs.
That's what passersby are saying?
Yeah.
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 And then some go, Mr. President.
Is somebody shredding on the damn triangle outside? Nope. Just Bill Clinton sprinting down the sidewalk.
Sprinting down Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, he's
he lives
he's
in
having
New York
adventures
City.
Yeah, he lives in Manhattan.
Yeah,
Manhattan.
He's sprinting
proper.
Back.
Yes.
By Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yeah,
sprinting by the Madewell on 19th Street.
He's in the Macy Day Parade.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He is Someone wanted to steal the parade.
Somebody's stealing the balloons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the balloons are better. Okay, that's better than the parade.
And you think
No, that's better. Parade is better. Parade is not as good.
Parade is stealing the better parade than is, balloons.
No, I think balloons is better.
Better than parade?
Better than stealing the parade.
Balloons is so easy.
Easy to track, because if someone's stealing the balloons, you go, let's follow where those are going.
Easy to track.
Too easy to track. Should be stealing the whole parade.
Stealing the whole parade.
Yeah.
Too easy.
Because then it's one of those things where it's hard to find something small.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also hard to find something that is so big.
Now I feel like he could bring his saxophone. I know
you have this obsession with the saxophone.
The idea that Bill Clinton could be the Pied Piper with his saxophone, and he's luring the parade.
Yeah,
getting the parade to follow him into the Hudson.
Mm-hmm. He wants to land them in the Hudson River,
mm-hmm.
Sully style. Yes.
No, he wants to uncover the. He believes there's still some wreckage from the Miracle on the Hudson from down there.
He's a truther, yeah. But the Miracle on the Hudson that it actually is
the plane they pulled out was not the real plane.
Not the real plane. It's impossible.
Bill Clinton says unknowingly, "There's a second plane.
They tried the simulator." Every single time they tried it, the plane crashed.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah. It's so obvious what happened, which is there was a plane submerged beneath the Hudson, which they elevated to sit atop the Hudson at the exact same time that Sully crashed the real plane.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just swam on over.
Mm-hmm. And they put him on trial.
Mm-hmm.
And he got away with it.
Didn't even look nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Wish he didn't in June, though. Wish he did it in June.
Have you seen that?
Seen Sully?
I haven't, like, the movie. No,
Okay. I'm wondering, because the fundamental thing we all agreed on was that we love movies.
I love movies.
And I'm getting the sense that one of us doesn't.
You didn't see Westworld, and there was a third movie as well that you didn't see.
Yeah, I'm sure there was.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought that?
I am also sure.
I respect movies so much that I don't even want to touch them.
Sully them.
Don't bring up Sully again. Come on.
What was the other movie?
Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, I haven't seen Dungeons and Dragons. No, I haven't seen that. Why? Who cares?
There was another one.
There was.
This is a little older.
Oh.
Dog, there was another one.
There was another one.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dungeons and Donuts.
Dungeon Donuts. America runs on Dungeon.
Okay. New restaurant, yeah, but she's probably want to have crabs be at that restaurant as well.
Well, it sounds like a crab shack to me.
Oh my god!
Can I pitch what Bill plays on saxophone?
Mm-hmm.
Tong song.
Tong song.
And how would that? And how would that go?
Wah 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 wah. Short parade.
Okay, so it's a song parody called Tong Song. But he's playing it on the saxophone, so in your version, it has no lyric.
By the way, we all agreed that he doesn't play the saxophone. If I could just remind us.
I'm more open to it than some, but I think when it comes to a parody song, it might not necessarily be the time.
It would be like if Thong Song was about Cisco's hands, I guess, right?
Right.
If Bill Clinton is singing about tongs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would, mm-hmm. Yes. It would be like if Cisco was singing a song.
About hands?
About his hands. But his hands, well, his arms and his legs.
And his arms.
Let me see those hands.
Yeah, my hands.
Let me see my own hands.
Let me see my own hands.
Yeah.
Huh. I guess that is nice.
Love the way my fingers go.
I like the way my hands go.
Yeah.
Ba-da-ba.
Yeah.
I like the way the fingers go. That's the equivalent.
Well, I'm about ready to wrap it up.
You look like you're just kind of settling in.
I'm not leaving, but I'm just like not doing the show anymore.
Okay. And Sean, it seems like you maybe have revised this to be maybe less than medium sauce, judging by your posture.
No.
I can take it. I can take a no. I know we're on strike, but I can take a no.
Sauce yeah. It was, you
okay.
know.
Okay.
Imagine they go on the crabs. Pour medium sauce all over the crab.
I'd try it. No, but I am done.
Rekha, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Rekha L. Shankar. You can find my website at RekhaShankar.com.
Okay. I don't think Twitter's a good place for people to be spending time anymore.
Do you do a main feed post for your podcast appearances or just stories?
I'll do a main feed if you're like kind of nice about it, if you're kind of rude about it, you know, maybe that goes to stories, friends only kind of thing.
What kind of caption are we looking at?
We're looking at something like,
give me a story, like superimposed story one that's probably shorter, and then give me like the grid.
And close friends.
Okay. Yeah, the close friends one is like, hey bitches.
You could talk to your friends that way.
You could go, hey,
you
sluts.
Can talk to your friends that way.
Hey, you salty sluts.
Sluts alert.
all right.
Check out sluts. This podcast.
Take the fucking genitals out of your mouth and actually this whole podcast.
And take those little sluts. Balls out of your mouth.
Oh my God.
And get your little wet paws on that click button and take a listen. Yeah. That's friends only.
Yeah. Okay.
I would say for regular groups of friends, like the lower church or acquaintances.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I was on this cool podcast. Check it out.
Okay.
Dorks.
Yeah. Okay.
Main feed, maybe like link in bio, you know.
The caption just says link in bio on the main feed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're actually putting the link in your bio?
No.
Okay.
It's Abe Lincoln's Wikipedia page.
It's Abe Lincoln's Wikipedia page because it's about honesty and I had told a lie. So it's kind of a little cheeky.
That's so many layers.
Yeah, but the That's real like fans.
As many layers as a Dungeons and Dragons.
Chris Nolan is flipping out about that one. Lincoln bio. Yeah. And it goes to Lincoln's bio because it's about lying.
Yeah. How many followers are you pushing around 10?
I know we have 48K on Twitter. I know we have that.
We have 48K Twitter, 48K in life too. I'm walking around this city
with 48K followers.
I'm having the fight to get to Albertsons. You know
you
what I mean?
You can't get into Albertsons.
I cannot. They
what are
you
trying
walking.
To pick up?
Yeah, I'm trying to get my pasta sauce. I'm trying to get some carrots.
Yeah,
know?
Carrots and tomato sauce.
Ugh, yum! Like my mama made. Mm-hmm. Yum.
I hate spaghetti. Love carrots and spaghetti.
Oh, I dunk that in. I dip that right dip in. It. Lose them in the jar.
What's up, Doc?
Anna? Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah. Mouthful of bread.
Bye.
Yeah.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.